If you ever say you are born again, and all that you do, you go to church, you sing, you give offering, you take off, and you go back home and say you are born again, you are not born again anything yet. Or you don't know what you are supposed to do. It's ignorance. Let me tell you what the manifestation of the Spirit is for. Verse 7, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. This is the way he put it. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to do what? To do what? To profit. You are to profit with that manifestation. Profit. You are to profit. That is where I say, see where how dangerous it is. First, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Let's read it. He said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. According to that, he has done, whether it be good or bad. Praise the Lord. Let's read from verse 9. Let's get the proper picture from verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. That's the word I'm looking for. It says, wherefore we labor. That is the word, labor. Somebody shout labor. Say very well. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. And verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. And Romans 14, verse 10. Romans 14 and verse 10. He said, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? This is why I am going. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Now let me tell you why we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, from verse 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Who is that nobleman? Shout it if you know it now. That nobleman, he has gone now. He said in John chapter 14, he said, believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Say, I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 13. And he called his 10 servants. Remember, it is a parable. So it's giving you a picture of what will happen. And delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, what did he say? Say it again. Thousands of people coming here. Anything, close your mouth. Say it, let me hear you. Can you say it louder? Tell your neighbor, occupy till I comes. Say, occupy till Jesus comes. Say it again, occupy till Jesus comes. Occupy what? The works that I do, ye shall do also. And more than this shall you do, because I go to the Father. He says so. It's the work of the ministry. He gave them talents. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with that. Can we read on now? See the profiting, because you have to work. So that you will know it is Jesus, he went further. But the citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, he has collected the deeds of redemption. Then he commanded these servants to be called unto him. He is coming for the rapture. He gathered these servants unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man has gained by trading. The gift that you have, when rapture will come, we shall all go in the rapture. Then we shall face Christ one by one. The gift that I gave you, what did you do with the gift? How many souls did you win with it? How many of my children did you comfort with it? How many people benefited from this gift that I have given you? See what the answer was. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. See what he said. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little. Amen. Have thou authority over how many cities? Because we are coming back to rule this earth for 1,000 years. See what will determine the scope of your authority when we shall come back after the rapture to rule with Christ. What you do with your gift will determine the scope of your authority that you will rule on earth here for 1,000 years. This one, he said, take 10 cities. The next one, go. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 5 pounds. And he said, Kai, see, please, if you got born again through my ministry, can you stand up? You have received the Holy Ghost through my ministry. Stand up. Through my ministry, you received the Holy Ghost, you got converted. Stand up. If you can count the number of people standing, that is the number of cities I will rule. Sit down. That is, I didn't say church member. I know what I'm talking. Because we shall go and now VG will continue here. Some people are in bride assembly, but they are not in the bride of Jesus Christ. Some people are Christians, but they are not of Christ. So I know what I'm talking about. What you do with your gift will determine the scope of authority that you will have. The next verse, see what he said. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over how many cities? 5 cities, because he said now 5 you gave. And another came saying, Lord, behold, what do you give me? Take them. Here is the pound which I have kept. Laid up, I wrap them in a napping. I keep them for you. But I fear thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest of that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant, for refusing to use that gift that God has given you. Christ sees you as a wicked person. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking of that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then givest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds already now. He has 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto everyone which hath, it shall be given. And from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those my enemies, which will not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The emphasis here, and that is what many people are joking with it, because the reality of the gospel, because of so much time spent waiting for the coming of the Lord, has been watered down. No wonder there's a prophecy that says, it's a, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That love there is not loving brother, loving sister, and the love of the things of God. People will not take the Christian faith seriously anymore. People will not take the Bible seriously anymore, because he's been waiting. And it looks as if he will not come, but he will come. Hallelujah. Now, the gift that he gave you is not enough that you have received the Holy Ghost. What are you doing with the gift? Some see that gift as a meal ticket. The set of ministries around that gift. Because you see vision, you start church. Pastor, Mrs. Because the sick are healed by your prayers, you start a ministry, and then it is not like that. What is the purpose? To take tithes and offerings. That is the reason now people set up churches. To make money with the gift of God, until some of them are even selling anointing water, anointing oil, anointed handkerchief, anointed sand from the church. Some of them now, you want anointing, bring offering, touch my shoe. If that gift is genuine from God, except it is a fake one. If it is genuine from God, God is waiting till we go there. Till we go there. Do you imagine how miserable you will look like? For 1,000 years on earth, you have no authority, nothing. You can't even tell an angel, give me a chance. He'll say, who are you? Shut up. And yet, everybody knew you. Everybody knew you. Mighty man of God, mighty prophet. But God is seeing everything we are doing with that gift. What will you present to the Lord with the gift he gave you? You can travel from here to go and do Aladeliju at Ohafia. See how long it will take, how many hours you drive, all the risk. But the same person from his house, if they say they have rushed somebody to the church, run to the church or run to the hospital at the Jeshahia and pray for somebody who is having problem there, he will not go. But he can go to Ohafia. Why is he rushing to Ohafia and he cannot go to Ijesha? Because if I go to Ohafia, they will pay me some money. But if I go to Ijesha, lie, I won't get anything. God, there is an all-seeing eye watching you. Watching you, watching you. Every day, mind that calls you, pursue. I say, watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. It's watching what you are doing. God judges our motives for doing anything we do. What will you attend to this one and will not attend to this one? With the gift. Every one of us, I repeat, unless if that gift is not a genuine gift, and you are truly born again, you have the Holy Ghost, that is where you get your reward. And please, if you belong to a church, and they will not allow you exercise that gift, you can see the danger now. You can see the danger now. See the danger. And there are many churches that only the man and his wife can function. The rest of you, sit down there. Bring only your tithe and offering. Or pick people who are falling under anointing for me. Usher. You can't pass usher. If you are very good, then he will send you to a branch to go there and raise people to him and bring all the tithe and offering, and he will pay you salary as my boy, my son. See now? And many of us here fall within that, these categories. So when Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be or not,
they will find you and me still watching, waiting where the Lord shall go.
Say it.
Oh, can you say? Brother, ready for the soul.
Oh, are you ready to go?
You are missing washing, waiting where the Lord shall come.
Hallelujah. When the Lord will come to reward his servants. What will be your reward? He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. And he boasted that there is a crown. His crown is waiting for him. What is the crown? Because he is sure when he will stand before the Lord, this grace you gave me, this is what I did with it. He's sure. And every Christian must have that assurance. God wants to pull some people out of certain settings. That's why he said this year program, he said every joint must supply. And do you know what? There are some of you that he will force you to supply. When you refuse to use that gift, amen, he will force you. There are some of you he will force you. Do you know that someone, like that young girl that was chained last night here, do you know it's because she has a gift and refuses to use it? That is the reason. I didn't have time for that one. He will force you to supply because I heard it. He said, every joint must supply. Ah, see. See grace. That is grace. Is forcing you to bless you. And many of you also, you have the gift, but you don't even know you have the gift. But after today, you will discover your gift. I say, after today, you will discover your gift. After today, I say it again, somebody, you will discover your gift. Somebody say, every joint must supply. Say it again. Tell your neighbor, every joint must supply. He said must. Can we stand up?